You in My Shirt, written by Kane and read by Flower Parish. This is a Hawaii Five-O fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Steve/Dano. Muttering quietly under his breath, Danny storms into Steve's office to raid his desk for a clean shirt, because his own is ruined, totally and completely ruined, wrecked. A rag that can only be burned by now. Just because Steve had to fly tackle their perp right on top of Danny, the damn Neanderthal. And now his shirt is not only wet from the current rain and dirty from getting thrown to the street, but also torn in three different places because Steve and the perp wrestled right on top of him. At least until Danny had had enough and knocked the guy out cold. The perp, not Steve. Not that the idiot wouldn't have deserved it. Would have served him right, Danny grouses under his breath, while he opens and closes random drawers until he finally finds what he's looking for. With a victorious aha, Danny snags the shirt he finds in the drawer before he turns around to stomp with his trophy towards the restrooms to change. That damn adrenaline junkie will pay for this. Stupid animal with his stupid stunts. Serves him right to spend the rest of the day wet and dirty. He cackles and ignores Kono's raised eyebrows as he storms past her. The only thing that saves Steve's ass from facing Danny's full wrath is that the tie Gracie had given him for Father's Day survived this newest attack on Danny's life by his partner. Peeling the wet and clingy shirt from his body reveals that Danny not only got a couple of bruises down his left side from Steve's little stunt, but his arm is shredded and bloody from wrist to elbow. Awesome, he grumbles. Just freaking awesome. And begins to clean the wounds as much as he can in the narrow sink. His shirt wanders directly into the trash, and only after wiping himself down and getting his arm to stop bleeding does he pull on Steve's shirt. No need to ruin another one on top of everything else. It gives Danny more than just a little bit of mean-spirited pleasure that Steve will have to walk around in his soggy and dirty shirt for the rest of the day because Danny nagged the last clean one from his desk. Danny leaves the bathroom with a satisfied little smirk on his face. Serves the big lunk right, he thinks as he steps out, only to stumble right into the man himself. Steve's brain short circuits when Danny steps out of the restroom. His entire angry speech about personal space and that Danny can't just stomp into Steve's office and steal his last clean shirt dies a quiet death on his lips before ever making it to the light of day. Because Danny is wearing his shirt. The shirt Steve wanted to chew his partner out for stealing only a few seconds ago. And now Steve can't even breathe because it's doing something to him. A distant part of Steve screams at him to get a grip, to say something, anything. But his stomach does a weird, flippy, swoony thing that almost makes Steve dizzy with its intensity. Maybe his heart is giving out? Steve doesn't know. He's never had such a reaction to anything in his entire life, and he doesn't know what to do. Months of training, years worth of missions, all the experience you could ever wish for to get through any dangerous situation that humankind can come up with. And yet, Steve is going to die here in front of the task force's bathroom because Danny is wearing his shirt. What the hell? Steve is never going to live this down. Danny just saunters by with a smirk on his face that makes him look like the cat that got the cream. All the cream. Smooth as you please. Steve just stares after him, that sweeping and swooping sensation in his stomach never letting up. He's so screwed. Steve spends the rest of the day trying not to get caught staring at the tantalizing bit of collarbone that peeks out of the collar of Danny's shirt. No, Steve's shirt, damn it. And he can't fucking stop staring. He almost wishes that Danny would put on one of his own shirts with the buttons done up to the last one and that damn tie hiding everything from sight. Except that Steve wants to burn Danny's entire shirt collection and never let him wear anything other than Steve's slightly too big shirts, and damn, Steve is so screwed. He's sure that Chin and Kono caught on to what is going on because the cousins can't stop throwing glances at each other and grinning when they think that Steve and Danny can't see them. The only saving grace is that Danny is too smug about Steve still being in his dirty shirt to notice anything weird going on. When they finally start to pack things up for the day, Steve can't think of anything other than escaping that slow torture of Danny in his shirt when Danny leans into his open office door, arms crossed in front of his chest, emphasizing his muscular arms and pecs that Steve never gets to admire in his damn work shirts. And why is Danny grinning at him like that? "You haven't forgotten that you invited me to come over for some grilled steak tonight, right?" he asks, still with that damn smirk on his face, and Steve has to forcibly stop himself from imagining how he wants to kiss the damn smirk off of Danny's face. "Steve?" Danny asks, and damn, now one of his judging eyebrows has joined that smirk. And what was Danny saying again? "Huh?" Steve utters very eloquently. Danny just snorts. "Come on, Steve, you can't talk yourself out of this one. You promised me the best steaks in Hawaii." "Oh shit," Steve thinks frantically. "Shit, shit, shit. When the heck did I do that? What was I thinking? I can't survive a whole evening staring at Danny wearing this." But if he has promised Danny a steak, then Danny will get the damn steak, even if Steve can't remember doing something so monumentally stupid. But since he has to forcibly drag his thoughts out of the gutter every 2.5 seconds, it should be no surprise that his mouth acted without waiting for input from his brain. He'd probably been distracted by Danny's collarbone or something. Steve is so damn screwed. To his total surprise, the first part of the evening goes better than Steve would have thought possible. The second they enter his house, he commandeers Danny to the kitchen to prepare some salad as a side dish while he quickly changes into something clean before he slips out onto the lanai to start to prepare the promised steaks. His vantage point gives Steve, very much by coincidence, a perfect view to watch Danny through the kitchen window without the danger of Danny realizing what Steve's doing. So, Steve enjoys the little glimpses of his partner in his shirt while Danny flits around his kitchen as if he belongs there. For some inexplicable reason, the sight has his heart finally calming down enough that Steve can actually just enjoy the view without threatening to spiral into a panic. He can finally look his fill without having to worry about Danny catching him doing it and finding out how the sight of him in Steve's clothes almost kills Steve with pure, naked desire. Danny is so immersed in what he's doing that he barely looks up, and even if he does look towards Steve, he won't be able to see much. Steve is backlit by the sun, and Danny would only be able to see his silhouette. It has all the thoughts Steve has managed to compartmentalize away behind his father's death and all the cases keeping them busy, spilling out again. Because the sight of Danny being so at ease in Steve's kitchen while wearing Steve's clothes makes it way too easy to think about Danny as his partner. Not just at work, but his partner in everything. His chest aches with the need to have Danny easily moving throughout his house because it's their house. He wants Danny to steal his shirts and strut around them as a statement, claiming Steve as his. He wants this not just because of a coincidence with a perp and wet asphalt, but for real. Steve wants all of that, wants Danny to want him like he wants Danny. But Steve won't threaten what they have with his silly daydreams. He enjoys their bantering and teasing and little touches way too much to lose them over his feelings. Steve will deal with this like he always does, pack it all away and be happy about having Danny in his life the way it is. And it works. Steve is totally back on his game during dinner. They laugh and joke and throw jabs back and forth, and it's nice. Awesome, really. Just a normal, relaxing night between two colleagues that are also friends and enjoy themselves. That is, until they decide to wander down to the beach for a last beer before calling it a night. The only problem is that Danny is all loose-limbed and relaxed smiles. His hair is coming out of its styled stiffness, and he's lost his shoes somewhere, and seeing his naked feet peeking out from under his slacks does something totally unholy to Steve's insides. God, but he wants to keep this new side of Danny for himself, wants to pick him up, carry him into his bedroom, and never let him leave. And all this because Danny steals his shirt and takes off his shoes? What the fuck is wrong with him? But the soft smile on Danny's face has Steve doubting his resolve to keep everything strictly professional, or at least on a friendly basis. His fingers itch with the need to reach out to touch that sun-warmed skin. Soon, Steve promises himself. Soon. The end.